All right, we're back with the award-winning It's Your Money and Your Life. And we did win some awards this year, Richard. We got three nice second place. Well, I didn't mention them earlier, but anyway.
Yeah, we did. Every year we pick something.
Absolutely. So over to Richard to thank our sponsors.
Big thank you to our sponsors. Could not do this show without UBS. UBS is really cool because they're Swiss, and our next guest is Swiss, but more on that in about a minute. So big thank you to Michael Carrancia and Drew Freitas from UBS. Also, our favorite CPAs on the planet, recent guest, Signature Analytics CFO Jason Kruger, great CFO firm. And then more traditional CPAs, Polito Epic CPAs up in San Marcos, Don Epic and Paul Polito. Also, Joel Grushkin with Cost Segregation Initiatives, helping real estate owners improve their cash flow. Our favorite bank, now known as Mechanics Bank, formerly known as California Republic Bank, with Sean Puckett and Lane Elliott, great niche market bank that works with family offices and wealthy families. December 1, right around the corner, in terms of open enrollment and employee benefits, highly recommend Hub International, formerly known as Mars Maddox Insurance. Also, my great friend Tony Lombardi with the LG Experience and the Lombardi Group, helping wealth advisors make heroes out of CPAs to the CPA's very best clients. Paul Hines, Paul heads, of course, Hearthstone Private Wealth Management, as well as the senior safeandsound.org initiative here in San Diego. Our favorite mortgage broker, Nathan Watkins. Interest rates are ridiculously low still, so whether you're buying or refinancing, Nathan Watkins. Carl Sheeler, former sponsor with Berkeley Research Group, now sponsoring his charity, Two Bears Ranch, bringing equine therapy to veterans with PTSD. Check out twobearsranch.com. And, of course, Michelle St. Clair with Elite Lifestyle Management, helping people who have no time get all kinds of things done so that their daily life goes much more smoothly. Again, Michelle St. Clair with Elite Style Management. And if anybody's getting hungry listening to the show, we can help them there too, right, Jim?
Absolutely. There's Lestat's Coffee Houses in the new one in Hillcrest. There's also the original in University Heights and in Normal Heights and in University Heights. Open 24/7, 365, always crowded, everything made on site, and a very nice atmosphere. And also the Very Good Food Foundation, headed up by Michelle Ciccarelli-Lirac, and another show coming up with her this month about sustainability in seafood. And we thank them for all their support. And if you want to know more about a sponsor, just go over to iymoney.com. There is a sponsor tab in the drop-down menu with information about all the sponsors. And I know many have been working with you, Richard, for many years with great success, right?
That is true. In some cases, almost 30 years. We put some other cool stuff up, too, recently, like my wife, Mary, running the New York Marathon and cool things like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, but anyway, we've got a very special guest. I met this young lady actually with Paul. There was a fundraiser or a friendraiser a few months ago, and I know we recently had Bob Babbitt with the Challenged Athlete Foundation on. And a nice transition into this guest is the fact that she is the executive director and the lead physical therapist for a place called the Challenge Center, and they're out in La Mesa, and they do life changing, marvelous work. And her name is Tiffany Picciud. And Tiffany, welcome to our show.
Thanks very much. Happy to be here.
Our absolute
Joe,
pleasure.
Joe, good work on that name.
That Joe was very
practicing.
Good.
Joe was practicing during
well
the break.
Well, I screwed it up at the first break, right. But we recovered as usual. So, but Tiffany, gosh, what a! I saw the video. I met you. I heard what you do. I mean, you work with spinal injuries and brain injuries, and you get people who are never supposed to walk again to walk, and it's just amazing. Right. But
And sometimes run.
Yes. And so maybe you can say a little bit about your background.
Yeah, Joe, the usual, history.
Yeah.
Womb to present.
Right. Well, I know you went to UC Santa Barbara, but if you want to, wherever you want to start, where you're born and raised, and then right into college and then into your career.
Sure. Actually, I'm a Southern California kid, born and raised in Yorba Linda, California.
All right.
Birthplace of our good friend Tricky Dicky
Nixon.
Yeah.
Richard
Nixon. Well, Whittier wasn't in the libraries in Yorba Linda, right?
The library's there, yeah. And the little house he was born in, I guess.
But, how about that?
Yeah, I know. It's a very small town. That's why I know so much about it. But then I went to UC Santa Barbara and then UOP and got my master's in physical therapy. And through a very kind of circuit roundabout way, I was working with people in wheelchairs, getting them high-tech wheelchairs, and Bill Beaudry, the founder of Challenge Center, happened to call, and we got chatting, and long story short, I started the PT program over at Challenge Center, or extended the PT program at Challenge Center, and then became the executive director.
And the Challenge Center is in La Mesa, and when did they begin operation?
It will be our 30th anniversary next year.
Huh.
Yeah.
What was the motivation behind the founding of it?
Well, Bill Beaudry, was injured in a surgery and got a spinal cord injury as a result of a kind of botched surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, depression, all sorts of things kept him from really participating in his own rehab. And when he kind of came out of his funk and wanted to do some rehab, the people at the hospital said, well, sorry, there's nothing left for you. It's 2 years later. We don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't keep, you know, we don't keep helping people.
Huh.
And so he thought this, well, what do people do to stay healthy and, you know, keep trying to get better? And so he went and searched for some places and found a lot of well-meaning places, but well-meaning people, but without any real medical oversight. So he saw a lot of people getting injured, doing things that really shouldn't be doing. And so his dream was to build a place that people with disabilities and seniors, anybody with mobility limitations could work out. You know, really work out, not just kind of sit and wiggle, and yeah. Have some medical oversight so no one gets hurt and it's safe.
So he's Bill Bodge. So is he still with us? I mean, that was 30 years ago.
He is. He's okay. Still with us. He's retired and enjoying the retired life.
Does he still use the center or still and still involved? Or
well, he's ill right now, unfortunately. Mm. So he can't come into the center, but we're hoping very soon he's going to be able to come back.
He's got to be 80-something now, I would take
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And did he make good progress with his own mobility and improvement?
Did he?
Yeah, did he?
Well, you know, people of his time, when he right. had his spinal cord injury, the average life expectancy after a spinal cord injury was about 10
right.
years.
Right.
And he's going on a good 40,
good.
45 years.
Wow.
So I'd say that his goal to
success
work
story.
Out so he could stay healthy has worked. Yeah.
So good. So here's one person who obviously suffered hardship and saw that as an opportunity. Then he raised funds, or who he must have gathered a little team around him. And how did this whole thing, you know, take off?
He did. He met some doctors and some philanthropists. And he, as he tells the story, I don't know the whole story, but as he tells the story, there was a cup involved asking for money in front of Kmart and some kind of suspicious raffling off of a car.
Uh-huh.
Suspicious just in the fact that, you know, he really kind of got the guy to donate the car when he didn't really want to, but
uh-huh.
he was glad he did.
Yeah.
So, he really struggled to make Challenge Center open, to keep it open, keep it happening. And we're so grateful that he did. And our clients are so grateful.
So he was able to walk after he had this surgery injury, or?
He wasn't. He
okay.
wasn't able
okay.
to walk.
Okay.
But, you know.
But it got him moving and.
He
and
stayed alive and stayed healthy for a good 4 times longer than anyone
but
else
all
or expected him
in
to.
In a wheelchair, though? Or
yeah.
Wow.
But, you
okay.
know, healthy up until very recently.
But,
yeah.
but given demographics, I mean, increased life expectancy, to me, this seems to be even more important because people live longer, but they also want to have good quality of life.
Right.
And you don't want to spend your last 10 or 12 years being immobile. For
That's
example.
Right. That's right. You want to put off limitations as long as you possibly can.
Right.
The key to that, pretty simple, exercise. Mm-hmm.
Exercise and a social support network there, right? I mean,
right.
that's
yeah,
important.
Exactly.
So you've grown to how many staff and therapists now? You're pretty big, right?
Yeah, we have 4 physical therapists. We have 3 personal trainers.
Hmm.
It's a big 5,000 square foot gym with all state-of-the-art equipment that's universally accessible if you're ambulatory, non-ambulatory.
And if you look on their website, folks, challengecenter.org, I mean, you see all the injuries that they serve and conditions, spinal cord injuries, brain injuries, strokes, cerebral palsy, multiple MS, Parkinson's, Down, arthritis, amputation, paralysis. Veterans, I'll bet you're getting to see some veterans come through. Or
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We do get to see some veterans. I'm happy to say, though, that the VA is doing a much better job and doing a really good job
mm-hmm.
of taking care of a lot of those guys.
That's great.
So not quite the flood we were expecting.
That's great.
Yeah.
But and you're out in La Mesa on Lake Park Way, right? Is that
right.
off of the 8 somewhere?
It's near beautiful Lake Murray, Joe.
It
oh.
is.
Oh, okay.
But we are hidden in the back of Sunset Park.
Okay.
It's actually very beautiful, but if you go to the address, you're like, where is it? And
mm-hmm.
you just see this funny little access road, which mm-hmm. leads you way back to the park. And we're back there in that cute little park.
Terrific.
We call it our cognitive test. If
well,
you can find us,
everybody
you can
has
come.
GPS now and maps and whatever.
Anyway, except for Google has us out on the street.
Yeah, we got to take a break. We'll be back with Tiffany PQ right after this and with the Challenge Center. Hang on. for Tiffany Picayune, Executive Director of Challenge Center. And
Joe, that would be Tiffany Picayune.
Picayune. Oh, that's right, Picayune. It's difficult. I'm going to spell it P-I-Q-U-I-L-L-O-U-D. Folks, if you can say that, good for you. I Picayune, right? Oh, Picayune,
right.
Okay.
Picayune. You know how the French always have letters at the end they don't pronounce?
And the D is silent. Okay, yeah. Picayune. Okay, now
like
we got
ballet. I like ballet.
But it's a Swiss name.
Of course, by the time the show's over, then I get it. So you know how it works. But anyway, Tiffany, great services at Challenge Center. I see on your website, challengecenter.org, physical therapy, assisted fitness, independent fitness training programs and education and services. You want to run through some of that for the folks who are not aware?
Sure. Challenge Center is basically here to help people with services that aren't covered by insurance and also for people whose insurance coverage has been exhausted. They've done all the physical therapy that their insurance is going to cover or they've been told that's it. But they don't want that to be it. Mm-hmm. And they want to keep doing more and they have other goals and they can come to Challenge Center and work with us. And we raise money so that we can offer it all on a sliding scale, pretty highly subsidized. So people, even low income people can afford it because people pay as little as $22.50 for an hour of one-on-one PT with a neurologic therapist expert.
So is your largest demographic seniors or people who've been injured or what's your largest demographic?
Well, there's a little overlap there because we have a lot of seniors who have also, had a stroke
or
a brain injury or they've fallen
right.
or something, but we do have a lot of, a lot of seniors but also a lot of people who were born with disabilities or had an injury or had a severe illness. Yeah. And they can, a lot of people get told, especially seniors, I know you're not walking yet, but that's as good as you're going to get, or that's all the insurance is going to cover. So then they can come to us and, our physical therapists evaluate them and kind of design a program. If they're just wanting to maintain their health, well, first we maximize them. It's not just the minimum medical necessity. It's how good can we get you? And people get way better than they ever thought they could. And doctors or anybody, they're always surprised at how good they get. And after that, we want to maintain people's function and keep people healthy, keep them out of the hospital, keep them in the community with their families, keep them in their homes and out of the nursing home. Exercise and social support, like you said before, those are the keys. And so we get them in there and we have trainers that can help them work out anything they need. We have mats, tables, they can help transfer, they can help stretch, they can do anything people need.
And you have aquatic classes too, right?
Yeah, we have aquatics class, warm water aquatics class, which is a lot of fun. A 94-degree pool at the Kroc Center.
So you didn't have to heat it the day we're recording because it's about 100 degrees in November in San Diego.
Right. Yeah. I know, isn't that weird?
So my friend's mother, she's fallen a couple of times, and she probably can benefit from your service just to help her with her balance and her strengthening, right?
Right.
There's little things you could do. And my friend's into healthcare, but his mother won't come, listen. So maybe you can help her with that.
Yeah, my family won't listen to me either. I've got them. Yeah, they won't listen. But we have a really fun balance and conditioning class. And in fact, we just started this last month, a new balance and conditioning class for people with Parkinson's. So they're having great fun with that. This balance conditioning class, we jokingly call it not your mama's balance class. This is not a sit and wiggle. This is up on your feet, challenging balance exercises. You spend at least 5 or 10 minutes every class one-on-one with the trainer doing really high-level challenge exercises, walking on balance beams, standing on balance discs, and we really get great changes with these guys. 98% of our clients that participate in the balance class get measurable changes in their fall risk.
And do you also see improvement in non-physical areas like reduction in depression or increase in cognitive ability or things like that, or do you measure those things?
You know what? We are starting to measure those things right now, and we have a scale that we've just started administering, and the preliminary data we're getting back says yes, very much
so. Yeah, because I know if I don't run or work out or play tennis or do something every day, I'm really hard to be around. but if I do those things, I'm not so hard to be around.
Well, also, sometimes we're the only people our clients see all day.
Of course.
So, they're very happy to come. They get to know each other, all the 10 o'clock Tuesday people know each other, sure, and kind of call each other on it when they're not there and support each other, clap whenever they make a new goal. Mm-hmm. It's actually really fun environment. We have a great time. It's kind of like the Cheers of gyms.
Okay. Yeah. And we have to thank Sharon Lee Master, who invited me to hear you speak at that wonderful little fundraiser that Anna Navarro hosted a while back. The client, Steve, I don't want to use his last name, but he gave some testimony. Do you want to repeat his story for folks?
Sure, yeah. And Scott's, released his story for us, so he's okay with us telling the story. Well, Scott suffered a very severe brain injury. He got pushed down some stairs on a cruise. And then, because he was out the ocean, didn't get medical care immediately. When he finally did, the doctors told his wife, well, he's probably not going to make it through the night. Mm-hmm. When he did, they said, well, he might live a little while, but he's going to be a total vegetable in bed, never do anything. Mm-hmm. And so she just didn't accept that. And 2 years, he got rehab and got a lot of treatment for a couple years. But then finally the physical therapy just said, hey, that's about as much as we're going to get. And the doctors even said, that's as much as we expect to see from Scott.
Was he paralyzed at the time?
So that's when he came to Challenge Center. When he came to us, he couldn't sit up by himself. He was moving his arms a little bit, but he couldn't stand, couldn't sit. He was barely talking, just one or two words. Mm. You were talking about cognitive changes. Mm-hmm. We often have this. People come to us not really talking, and I don't know why, but within a few months, that improves quite a lot. I don't know if it's just the social interaction
He's in a walker now. He's walking, right?
Well, you know what? Yes, he's in a he was in a walker when you saw him last, a couple months ago. But no, he has now graduated. He walked at our fundraiser night.
Wow.
He came and did the whole thing with a pole like people hike with.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so he's just doing the hiking pole now, and he's walking by himself when he's indoors.
See, his wife refused to take the sentence. She got the verdict, but she didn't accept the sentence. Kind of reminds me of the wellness community when it started out here. This Harold Benjamin had a similar story. He didn't like the way doctors' bedside manner with cancer patients, and he formed a psychosocial support center for cancer.
But I know one area where it's been a real challenge because it just haven't been resources is traumatic brain injury.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what Scott suffered, a traumatic brain injury. And we have a lot of clients with traumatic brain injury because it takes so long to recover.
Right, it takes so long, exactly.
Right. And so nobody has an insurance policy that says enough, as much therapy as you want.
Right. So they're, be a vegetable, but about, 3, 4, 5 years, you can make tremendous progress.
That's right.
How about what you need as opposed to, whatever. But so his injury occurred what year? How long has this been with him?
I think it's been about 7 years.
Yeah.
Right? So it hasn't been quick, but that's kind of why we're there, is because it's still possible.
Well, what a great ambassador.
If you keep pushing ahead.
Yeah, what a great ambassador.
And just in the last couple of months since you saw him, he's improved.
Really?
Right? 7 years later, and he's still making great changes. Yeah. We're playing golf together now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, boy.
And he's better than me is the embarrassing part.
And he's young. He's like, 60-something, right? He's a young
guy.
Young guy. So, that is just great. Great stories. Great to hear about that. And great videos, folks, challengecenter.org. Or if you go on YouTube and just Google Challenge or search Challenge Center, there's other people with similar stories like this, and also on your website as well. And if people want to help, there's a way to donate, right? You're a 501c3, correct?
501c3, yeah. It takes a lot of money to, dig this deep with people and provide everything they need.
And then every year you have your big comedy event, right?
You've had
Tell us some of the past. I know you had Paul Reiser this year. Who are some of your past comics for you?
We've had Rich Little was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Rita Rudner.
Oh, God, she's great.
Kevin Nealon.
Okay.
Yeah, she was great.
Mm-hmm.
Vicki Lawrence has come.
How about that?
Paula Poundstone was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, she's
on radio as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've just had amazing, generous people come out and support us so we can.
And it's always around October, and it's always somewhere around Mission Bay, right?
We try to do it something fun and unusual almost every year.
Well, it's been fun and unusual having you with us, Tiffany Picue. Thanks for being our guest with ChallengeCenter.org, folks. Richard, great seeing you this week. Justin Hart, our board operator, thanks for making it sound terrific. Thanks to Craig Blanke, our con executive, and Dave Sniff, our programming genius here at KFMB. All these podcasts are commercial-free on iwantmoney.com. You have a great week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.